Interpretación simultánea. Actividad IS-6. Ejercicio IS-6C.
Vas a escuchar un texto con pausas. Realiza la interpretación del fragmento escuchado durante la pausa.
The Big Bang Theory versus Creationism. Many people still defend creationism because Darwin is disquieting. Those are the people who feel that there should be something special, something essential about human beings, and they are not happy about the quite compelling evidence that we are just another animal, connected by many powerful lines of evidence to the great apes and monkeys and the other primates. They feel unhappy about this, but I think it is so much more elevating to know that we are deeply connected with all the other living things on Earth than to imagine there is something particularly special about ourselves. If we want to make something special about ourselves, it is within our power to do so. But the idea that we are special through some unearned grace seems to me a little peculiar. On the other hand, the creation could not have begun when the creationists say it began, namely 6,000 years ago. There is wide scientific evidence for this, and not only from an astronomically point of view. Geologists, biologists, anthropologists, chemists, not a single scientist will accept that date. A different question is how the universe began. There seems to be a very strong, although perhaps not absolutely compelling, evidence that the universe is expanding. The more distant galaxies are running away from us faster than the nearby galaxies. And if we run this cosmic movie backwards, we find that some 15,000 million years ago, all the matter in the universe and all the energy was confined to an extremely small volume. You can imagine the galaxies touching each other. And then an event called the Big Bang occurred. And the key question is not just how did it happen, but whether that is the first instant in the history of the universe. Because it is perfectly possible that the universe has so much matter in it that the present expansion of the universe will one day slow down and stop. The expansion will be followed by a contraction, in which case it is perfectly possible that we live in an infinitely old universe in which all the galaxies, stars, planets, and living organisms expand and contract infinitely. If that is the sort of universe we live in, then there is no need to understand the creation because the universe has always been here. there is no beginning and there is no end.